This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Michael Calhoun. This is KMOX, the voice of St. Louis.
You're back with Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Overcrowded and overpriced, that's what responders to a recent J.D. Power survey said about airports in the United States, but it wasn't all negative. Responders generally called them enjoyable. The 2024 report on American airports also ranked airports based on overall customer satisfaction, from the biggest and best mega airport, Minneapolis-St. Paul, to smaller airports like Cleveland, which ranks last. So where does St. Louis fall, and what upcoming plans to upgrade the airport would address some of those priorities for travelers? Joining us now, Kat Neville, Explore St. Louis Vice President of Communications. Tell us where St. Louis fit on these rankings.
So we were not at the top, but we weren't all the way at the bottom either. We actually, we rated, I have it written down here, 583 out of, and the average was 629 in terms of the percentage points of where they were ranking. And so 60% of people said that they enjoy their airport experience, even though it has become more expensive. And what I found interesting is that 70% of people say that an airport reflects the genuine, quote unquote, this is the what the article actually used, the genuine experience of a city or of a region. And so because of that, you know, as the folks over at Lambert are looking at, you know, a $3 billion plan to restructure the airport, which is slated to debut in the 2030s. This is not a quick turnaround. You know, they're looking at ways to make it more convenient, but also make it a more enjoyable experience that is reflective of the character of the St. Louis region.
It can be done. A perfect example. Now, this is, you know, big money in a big city, but LaGuardia, in my opinion, went from the worst to the best.
Well,
LaGuardia is amazing.
And Kansas City just redid its airport, and it ranked number 3. So in the kind of the mid, like the large airports, quote unquote, which is the category that we're in. So it absolutely can be done, and it should be done. You know, when I travel a lot, and when I land, I kind of really enjoy checking out, you know, what each airport is like. And, you know, there are always the chains like the Vino Verde or whatever they're called, like the different Vino spots and the
Vino
restaurants.
Bolo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you see. But it's the local places like the Three Kings that we have at the airport. And right now, actually, Four Hands and Peacemaker are about to debut at the airport as well here in St. Louis. And so kind of bringing in those local touches, local art, local food, local beverages, that is something that I think folks would really respond well to. But the plan is to, rather than having two terminals, make one contiguous terminal with 63 gates. And the idea is also to have the gates across from each other, where now, for example, in Terminal 2, which is the Southwest Terminal, you just have it on one side. So by having it where you can actually just kind of pop across to get a connecting flight, that's going to make it a lot more convenient. Currently, I think it's 61% of the enplanements are through Southwest here in St. Louis, and about 30-something, 35-ish percent are actually connecting flights. So that's really going to help to make things a lot more convenient.
Now, you deal with travelers.
I do.
That come in a lot. I shouldn't say deal. You assist travelers who come in a lot. What do they tell you about the airport? Because a lot of them are travel writers.
Honestly, they don't say anything about the airport. The one thing that they do say is that it is quick and easy to get to. And that is a kind of a big deal. The fact that it is convenient and it is, what, 15, maybe 20 minutes at the outside from downtown. It's easily accessible, you know, from all wherever you live in the St. Louis region. That's a really big plus. One of the things that is also in kind of the plan that they've laid out for the improvements is better pickup drop off situation. I think that is a little bit confusing in terms of like where exactly do I go if I'm, you know, if someone's picking me up versus I'm taking a shuttle to the parking area that I used. Tom, I think you actually park on site. Is that right?
I have a love-hate relationship with our airport. I go, you've been through it many, many, many years. I mean, I agree with you. I love the convenience of it. Denver's airport is like, you know, out of town.
It is.
To get to it. But it's great, but it takes a while to get to. So I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that I can get to the airport from my house in really just over 10 minutes. I can get to the airport. But, you know, for a weekend trip, for example, I like to park for whatever it is, $25 a day, parking there for a couple of days in that garage. That Southwest garage is full now every time.
Yes.
So then where do you go? There is no direction. I mean, it's like, now what?
Yeah.
So, you know, you park at Terminal 1 and then try to figure out, good luck.
So I do Super Park.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. But once you're on site, so I do Super Park, Lot A or whatever that is, and then there's no shuttle to take you back to
I always have the shuttles.
That wasn't there for us.
Oh, man.
So, you know, little things like that where I paid off a guy to drive us over there. But anyway, you're like... I think if that's me and I'm local and I know the airport, if I'm from out of town, I'm a little confused. There's just not enough guidance.
I don't disagree with that. I think that it can be a little bit confusing. And one of the things that's also in the plan is they are going to build a new parking structure that is going to triple the number of spaces. So there will still be off airport parking, like the super parks and the parking spot and that kind of stuff that you can access. But they are going to increase the number of spots that are available at the airport itself. So they're addressing it.
Well, let's talk about what's happening this weekend.
So many things. So Back to the Future, who knew it could be made into a musical? I guess you can turn anything into a musical. And this one actually won the 2022 Olivier Award for Best New Musical. So I think it's pretty legit. It's going to be at the Fox Theater through October 6th. So I think that'll be really fun. Eureka Days, Eureka, Missouri is just a really beautiful you know, town kind of on the outskirts of St. Louis County. It's right there. The Missouri River kind of cuts, or the Merrimack, a big river cuts right through Eureka. I don't know which one it is. No, that's
right.
Actually from the 27th to the 29th. There's going to be carnival rides and tons of food. There's going to be a kickball tournament. It's going to be super fun. Evolution Festival, of course, is taking place this weekend in Forest Park with the Killers, Beck, Billy Idol, tons of great music. Really great food. Definitely, if you don't have your tickets yet, get them now. There's going to be Tower Grove Pride is taking place this weekend. The 28th, 29th, there's going to be the People's Joy Parade, Arts and Crafts, two stages with live music, and then Zootoberfest. Yes, it is Oktoberfest already. I cannot believe it's the end of September. This is obviously at the zoo. It's kid-friendly. There's going to be lots of German food and beer.
And yes, you're right about the Merrimack River cutting through.
Thank you.
Eureka, of course.
Did you Google it?
No. I know that. I've been on the Merrimack a million times. Billy Joel Sting.
Yes.
So I'm getting a lot of texts about this today.
Yes.
Is it still on? Is it still on? Yes. As far as I know, it is still on, even though there's rain in the forecast. You have a look at I look at these apps all the time. You're going
apps.
To the show.
I'm not going to the show.
I'm actually not going to the show, but what have you learned?
So I love weather apps. I am a weather nerd. Right now it looks like it's almost 100% chance of rain during the day, but 50% chance of rain at night. I have a poncho and I definitely plan to be there. So, you know, I believe it's rain or shine as far as the concert. So it is not, you know, it's still on. And unless there's lightning, I think that we're going to be fine.
Well, thank you, Kat. So good
thank
to have you.
You
in here.
Yes.
That is Kat Neville. She is Vice President of Communications for Explore St. Louis.